When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made-safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I want compensation for this podcast because I've been on 7 episodes and I've yet to see a dime.
As lead co-host, I see where you're coming from.
Okay, but
we can't afford to pay out right now.
So when will we be paying out?
If you read the contract, once you hit 100 episodes, you get your first check.
Which is how much?
$100.
Oh. Can I leave?
No.
I'm leaving.
You signed the contract.
I'm leaving.
You're here.
I'll see you in court.
Give it up for Carly, the new co-host of the Lightweights podcast.
Ugh, I'm exhausted.
Are you?
From all these goddamn podcasts, Joe.
Do you consider your therapy sessions a podcast?
Yes.
Because
the thing is, I am a main character, and so when I am doing therapy, like, I am playing a character also.
You're not yourself in therapy?
No, I'm somebody else completely. I make up things. Like, she doesn't even know I live in California. I'm kidding.
Are you?
No. Yeah, I'm kidding. Guys, that'd be really crazy, though.
Give it up for our co-host, Carly Incontro.
I'm here again, bitches.
I have a big old rant today.
Slay.
My wedding was this past weekend. We'll get into that later.
Well, yeah, of course. Is that why you had me on here? You want to talk about your wedding?
No, I want to talk to you about this other thing. I checked my statements today.
Your statements?
Someone stole my debit card, made a couple purchases. I figured it was time to go back and look at my past purchases to see where I'm losing money.
Uh-oh.
How I'm bleeding dry.
Is this going to somehow be blamed on me?
Did you steal my credit?
I didn't, but I feel like you're about to blame me for something.
No, I'm not going to blame you.
Okay.
This is just my own rant of, I watch the apps. HBO,
yep.
Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch much. In reality, I only watch Netflix. Okay. Now, I don't even watch my own account. Someone else pays for it. Caitlin's mom.
Shout That's like the Carrie. Biggest like millennial flex. I feel like no millennial pays for Netflix.
Yeah, it's someone's mom. Yeah,
someone's parent. My dad for sure.
For the past 3.5 years.
Uh-oh.
I've been paying for Hulu.
And that's a problem?
Because I didn't know Don't I had you, Hulu.
Like Hulu Premium or whatever?
Yeah, $15 a month.
And you never use it?
I'm not logged in. I didn't know I had a login.
Joe.
It's been taking it out. So I click. The little statement, it says Hulu. I'm like, that's weird, $14.99 a month. So then I go on Hulu. I sign into my account, which is, I have one.
Can you contact them and be like, I have not even been logged in? That's what I would do.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they'd reimburse me.
I don't know if they will, but it's worth a shot.
It's 3.5 years.
I would still try.
It's like $450.
I would literally call and be like, I know this is my own mistake. However, I did not realize I was paying, and you can check, and I have never logged in, and I feel like they'll do something.
Oh, that's so smart. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like they'll do something.
I'm going to try it.
Or, you know, you can just cry. That's what I do.
Hulu, I know you're watching this.
You don't have Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill.
No, I don't. I never use any of those. Do you?
I use Rocket Money, yes. Well, we did ad reads for it, and so I downloaded it, and I was like, oh, shit.
And what does it do? It just tells you.
Yeah. It tells you. Yeah, basically what you're paying every month for stuff. And sometimes you see things and you're like, wait, what? Like, you'll do, like, I did a free trial for a scanner app because I had to do my goddamn taxes. And I was like, oh, I'll cancel it before, you know, the 30 days or whatever, forgot to cancel, so I just paid for it for like 4 months. Stuff like that, you find out, and it's always like, ah. Or sometimes you're paying, like this, I haven't done this, but I've seen people pay for like HBO, but they're also paying for like the HBO add-on on Prime. Yeah, and so it's like, fuck.
Then they end up paying for two.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Anyways, Good Influences Podcast.
Yes.
What's the group chat like?
Right now, it's kind of few and far between because like everyone's out of town. Mostly, it's me and Mike and Aaron talking, and Matt will like catch up eventually.
Does he actually go back and reread everything, or does
we always like debate about this on the podcast because we always like to blame him for not knowing what's going on, even though like he does know what's going on most of the time. But we're like, did you even read the chat? And he's like, you guys just chat. And they're like, it's hard to scroll when I'm doing things and I have to scroll all the way up. And I'm like, bro, we barely chat. It's only usually about work. But it's, you know, there's some gossip in there. I won't lie.
Who's arguing the most?
No one's really arguing, I wouldn't say. What do you think I'm arguing?
So it's somebody.
No, I'm not arguing with anybody. Maybe like me and Mike or Aaron and Mike. It's usually Aaron getting upset about the scheduling because somebody will like put in vacation days without saying anything, and then it like screws up the schedule that's already been made. So that's, I think that's just like a male female thing, like not to be sexist, but like the men, they don't get it like we do.
Is it set up as a LLC?
I don't even know. it's so complicated because all
do you get paid from any of your podcasts?
No, never seen a dime. It's complicated because basically it all goes into me and Aaron's stuff, and then we pay them out. I don't really know how it works. Aaron does the business side of it, but yeah.
If you had to vote one person off the island.
Oh, fuck.
I know. There's four of you guys. You had to vote one off. Everyone's going to die unless you get rid of one person.
Me.
No, you have to be there. You're there. You have the voting power.
Okay. If I absolutely had to. God, I don't know. That's hard. I'm not even saying this to be sucking anyone's ass, but I feel like everyone brings something to the table. But I think maybe Mike.
Okay.
Just because.
I'm going to cut out all of that, like, the softening. I'm just going to go right to the answer.
Just Mike. I think Mike, just because he's not as well-versed in, like, pop culture, and he doesn't appreciate Taylor Swift, so that's my final answer, and now I don't regret it. But
yeah, I've been watching your guys' podcast recently a lot.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Just for the first time?
Yeah, since you became co-host, I started watching them.
Okay.
Just to see
so you could steal me away.
See what the competition's like.
Yeah, and what do you think?
It's fun.
Thank you.
You guys do have cool arguments, and I like how everyone voices their opinion.
Yeah. Did you actually watch it, or are you just saying that? Like, hoping it sticks.
I skim.
Claudia Autry, you know her?
Yeah.
From The Toast. She was funny. She was on our podcast once, because we did, like, a whole, like, social media episode. And she was like, I have to be honest, I've never watched it, but I love the clips on TikTok. And I feel like that's a lot of people with a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes the line blurry, because it's like, have you seen this podcast? And I'm like, well, I've seen the clip, so I basically have. Yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
But I haven't actually watched the whole episode. I don't know.
I think that's how I go for BFFs. I just started listening to them, the
that
full episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But their clips always come up for me because I have Brianna coming on.
You do?
Tomorrow.
I love her. What time?
I can't tell you. You're a fan.
Okay, I won't show up then.
I think like 2.
Oh, my God. Fun.
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
Cute.
Vlog era.
What about it?
Good times.
Yeah. Like Vlog Squad?
Yeah,
or like
vlog. Just like vlogging. Back when vlogging was like our thing. We would do it all the time.
How do you feel about vlogging now?
It's different now, but I still look forward to doing it.
Interesting.
I think I've lowered my tier of what gets vlogged and what doesn't, you know?
Okay.
I used to carry my camera around everywhere.
Yeah.
And I would just record, and if a moment happened, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But I'm not about that anymore.
Neither are we, really. Like, you know, all our videos are drinking video. Not drinking, but, like, trying different Starbucks drinks or Air One or whatever.
More pre-planned.
Yeah, I think it's just where we are in our life, and maybe that's how you feel, too. I don't, like, the thought of vlogging is frustrating because it's, like, so up in the air. I love a podcast that it's scheduled. It's, you know exactly what you're getting into. You know when you're going to start and stop and when it can be edited. With a vlog, you have no fucking idea. It could be like day of.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I've grown out a little bit of because it's a little stressful.
I think you said it too. It's almost a maturity thing.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't feel more mature, but I just do feel a little bit older. And like, I probably said this on one of the podcasts that I've co-hosted, but like, I just don't want to carry a camera around Target. Like, me and Aaron be like, oh, look at the shampoo. Like, no one cares.
Really?
People care. I mean, yes, but like, no.
I still look forward to that. I love that stuff.
Like,
I vlogged at my wedding.
You did?
Yeah. And everyone was making
you
that
vlogged yourself
too.
Walking down the aisle.
I'm walking around taking photos at, like, the family dinner. It's just me, and everyone's like, he would be taking photos at his own thing.
Oh my god.
Because that's like, that's what I love doing.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah. Used to get blindfolded.
Used to.
Whoa, Nolan. I mean,
oh, never mind.
And things were put on you. Were you scared during those moments?
Every single time.
Why?
Because one time there was an alligator on me. Like, why really? Wouldn't I be? Yes! He's so good with, like, setting you up for something like that. I don't know how to explain it. Okay, so it's back when Scott was dating Kristen and they got their dog, and it was a puppy at the time. This is, like, I'm really bad at explaining things. So I'm really going to try to explain as well. So basically, we were at David. It was like David's apartment, like back in the day. And it was me and Todd and a couple other people. And David was like, oh, I got to run downstairs really quick. And he texts Todd and says, say, oh my gosh, I'm excited. The puppy's coming. And then 5 minutes later, be like, wait, don't tell David I told you that. Like, act surprised. So in my head, I'm like, oh, it's a puppy, but I have to act like I don't know. So I was like, you know, I'll be blindfolded and lay on the ground and pretend like I'm scared. And then literally it was a small alligator.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
That still would have put a red flag off in my head. I would have thought, I would have been suspicious.
This was like too early in the game for me to really know how deep it goes.
Oh.
It was so, it's such a smart way to like fake somebody out.
Totally.
I was like, oh my God. But.
Like, I love puppies.
I know.
I'm so excited.
No, but I, anytime David would be like, can you guys stop by real quick? I'd get nervous. Because I'm like, what the fuck is it going to be?
Yeah. Is it going to be a car? Is it going to be Chick-fil-A?
I know. And then sometimes it's just nothing.
Yeah.
Would you get nervous? Would you ever get blindfolded, or you just kind of filmed it?
I never really got, like, nervous. I did think that I was getting a car, like, months before I actually got one.
Yeah.
But that's just because I'm on the inside, so I know all the planning and stuff.
Right, right.
So if I'm excluded from something, I feel like it's intentional.
Yeah.
And if I'm included in something, I feel like it's intentional. So I'm always on edge of something's happening. I'm suspicious.
Yeah.
I don't know. When you were gifted a card, did you feel like you owed him anything as a thank you?
Yeah, I felt really, it's just a weird feeling to get gifted a car. Because it's like, what the fuck? How do I thank you for this?
Does it feel like you win the lottery, or is it different because it's coming from a friend?
I don't know. It's such a weird feeling because it's like, okay, I know he's doing this like for me, but also for a video. So like he's getting something out of it too. So it's not like he just got me a car and is like, happy birthday. It's like for him too. But it felt very much so like, I don't know how to react. I feel so guilty. Like I have to pay you back somehow.
Right.
And I haven't. I don't even have that car anymore.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I definitely felt like I, like, had it, not pay it back.
Yeah.
But like,
well, if anyone gets you something like that, it's like, how the fuck do I
respond
to this?
Even if you bought me lunch, though, I'm the same way. I'd be like, all right, I have to get her lunch next time.
Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, of course. But a car is such a different thing. It's, like, a huge deal, in my opinion.
What I really fucked up on my car, it was a Corvette. And I thought I was just going to save it forever. So I didn't drive it for like the first 10 months.
Yeah.
And I just left it. I bought a cover for it and I just left it in the garage. And I went like a full year without driving it. And I wish I took advantage of driving it.
Do you still have it?
No. I have the Z4 now.
Oh, right.
Because it was a hard top. So it was, I couldn't take
David.
It.
Okay.
I know.
The fuck?
Fucking worst convertible ever.
Yeah.
You saw somebody watching porn in a library.
I did. Yeah, we did.
How cool is it?
It was amazing. It was like I was in a TV show. I did not know people did that. It has to take the biggest balls to watch porn in a library with other people around.
Wait. People do that?
I guess.
I don't think it's like a regular thing, though.
I think it is.
No way.
I think in LA it is.
Yeah,
think about it. People don't have internet access and they just want to watch. Yes, it's probably very common. Like and comment if you've ever watched porn in a library.
This video spikes up. Have you ever, what were they watching?
I don't remember. It was so quick. It was like, I just saw it and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, that's so
funny.
I
don't know. But just out in the open, anyone could see.
That's really gutsy.
As if they're watching, you know, a vlog. It's really gutsy.
Yeah.
Would you ever do that? For it as a dare, even?
No, because I'd be way too scared of the repercussions.
Me too. And I'd be like, God forbid there's a child around.
I know.
Like, that would just, he's going to, you're charged as like a sexual predator.
Yeah. Like, Carly dared me.
Terrible.
What do you think tributes you to being a homebody the most?
I think getting older. I think the pandemic. I think sleep. I love sleep so much. Like, I enjoy it so much more now that I just like to be in bed early.
Yeah. I met somebody else who's like you.
Who?
Her name's Riley. She goes to bed at 9, wakes up at 9.
Slay!
Riley and Carly.
Oh my god, I love!
New podcast!
Who is this girl? My new bestie.
Seriously. When I heard that, I'm like, there's more of you guys.
That's fun. I love that.
Okay. You want to hit up my wedding?
Let's talk about the wedding. First of all, I have not seen your wedding ring yet, and it is so gorgeous. I haven't seen one like that before.
Shout out Happy Jewelers. They custom made it. They're in Fullerton.
Okay.
But my guy JJ, he's the best. They hooked us up.
Cute.
Well, they didn't hook us up, but they made it for us.
It was free. Yeah. I just tagged him on Snapchat.
But they're fucking dope. They let us borrow jewelry, too, for the wedding.
Oh, right.
So I got
That's fucking awesome.
They let me borrow a $30,000 bracelet.
Damn.
And like a $40,000 watch.
And did you just steal them?
And I didn't bring it back. No, I brought it back today.
You get shot.
I know. I brought it back today. I was like,
sad. Were you like kind of scared to have it in your possession?
Yeah. I fucking hate doing that.
What happens if you lose it? You got
to
pay him?
Yeah, I asked. I have to pay.
Fuck.
So they could have given me a more expensive one, but I didn't want to risk it.
Well, yeah. That's scary.
Yeah.
You lose it, but you replace it with a cheap one, trying, hoping they don't see.
I know. I was thinking of doing that, of like replacing one of the bracelets with like a fake plastic one.
Yeah.
Just to see if they notice.
It's like a calculator watch.
Yeah. Did you have fun at the wedding?
It was so much fun. Despite the hurricane and the 1,000 earthquakes, yes, it was very fun.
Pretty sick, huh?
Yeah.
We planned that.
I don't know. Wait, did you say who planned that?
No, we did.
Oh, well, it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wedding was absolutely gorgeous. I know, like, I don't know. Were you guys stressed that you had to put up tents?
Yeah, Caitlin was really devastated.
Because when I was there, I was like, this is amazing as it is. But then I was like, oh, I can't imagine what it's like without the tents. Like, it's so gorgeous where that house was. What the fuck was that house, by the way?
Yeah, I don't
know.
Does
somebody live there?
No, so she found the... Well, yes, somebody lives there.
Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit, as nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington Red Raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big time nutrition and flavor year round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington Red Raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers.
And Costco.
If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for product of the U.S.
We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar, No thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins? Not for me. Goalie Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestion support to ashwagandha for stress relief, Goalie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high quality ingredients, taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health, now in a convenient gummy form. More than just ACV, from ashwagandha for stress relief, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, organic ingredients, and no artificial nonsense. No mixing, measuring, or mess. Just grab, chew, and conquer your day. Made for every lifestyle with a formula that works for you. Plus, they're made in the USA. Loved worldwide. So head to goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try, risk-free. Backed by their money-back guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goalie.com today.
It might be like their second home or
Kim Kardashian?
I know.
It's insane.
So Caitlyn found it from this other influencer who had her wedding there named Indie Blue.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And Caitlyn did like her digging and she found the place.
Wow.
So then we went there. We flew up to Napa. We found three locations. We didn't like any of them there.
Okay.
And then we found this house and we both fell in love with it. And we were like, this is it. So that's how we ended up landing there. And plus, it was like driving distance for everybody. People didn't have to go on a plane.
Yeah, I loved that. Like, it was not a long drive to get there, not a long drive to get back.
Did you drive home that night?
No, the next day.
You were so funny. You were the only one texting me. When? You and Brandon Calvillo were texting me about the weather.
I know. Well, I was like, I would never normally text like a bride and groom, but I was like, Joe doesn't care. Like, he'll talk to me about it. I would never like text Caitlin about it. Or
I was making TikToks that whole day.
I know. No, your TikTok was so funny. But I was like, I forgot what it was.
Texting all the guests to ignore the earthquake and the hurricane notifications.
Be there promptly at 4.
Ceremony starts at 4. Don't be late.
I know. It was so funny. It was like going through the fucking trenches to get to this wedding.
Dude, being a groom is so much easier than being a bride.
Dude, I can't imagine. You're so lucky.
Like, Caitlin even posted a video to me and her brother swimming as she's like running around playing all the tents, figuring out where the chessboard goes.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong?
Because what am I going to do, you know?
Well, it's like, you don't, yeah. So what time did she start getting ready? What time did you start getting ready?
Oh, God. Genuinely, I got ready 30 minutes before my photos. 30 minutes.
Okay.
She got ready at like, I think hers took like 3 hours.
My God. Well, she looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
What did you think? You hadn't seen her in the wedding dress yet, had you? Or did you see before?
So we did a first look.
Oh, okay.
And that's why everyone was wondering why I wasn't crying when she walked down the aisle, because we did a first look and I saw her the whole morning.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I cried like a baby.
Aww. Is it on video? Or are we ever going to see it?
Yeah, we have it on video. And then we started doing our vows and she did her full vows, but I had to tell the photographer and videographer to go away for my vows.
So why?
I couldn't do it. There was no way.
So you did vows privately?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cute.
And that's why we both didn't cry either during it in front of everyone.
You're like, we already did this 2 times now.
Yeah. Like, we're basically married.
We've been married already.
We've been married so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. It was such a crazy day.
Did the day go by so much faster than you thought it would? I always hear when it's your wedding day, it goes by like way too fast.
Yes and no, because I feel like I've been through enough big things like that to where I learned to like look around and observe and take things in.
Mm-hmm.
But there were things like, even in this house, like this house is big.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's...
Okay, flex.
No. It's like big for me.
I'm kidding. You mean the house you got married at?
No, this house.
Oh, this house.
Even that one too, yeah.
Well, that one was, yeah.
I feel like I have
to... I just need to know what you're talking about.
I feel like I have to spend time in like different corners of the house to really appreciate it. Like this closet, I never go in that closet.
I gotta sit in it for 20 minutes.
No, I wanna
I'm paying for this closet. That's such a funny way to think about it.
That's how I think of all of the stupid stuff. Like this
bathroom.
That's smart. I have to use this bathroom.
No one uses it, right?
I use it. I don't use the guest bathroom, though. So I have to go out of my way to use it to think that I'm, like,
that's
getting
insane.
My money's worth.
Okay, sure.
Same with the house. Same with, like, so when we're walking down the aisle, like, I'm looking at everybody, seeing who's smiling, who's taking a video. Aww. But there were certain things of the house and the property and the activities that I wasn't able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it went by.
Just because you were, like, busy talking to people?
Yeah, busy talking to people. And taking photos actually does take forever, which I was so annoyed at.
Yeah. It's a big process.
Yeah.
Did anything go wrong that no one noticed went wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, like what?
So we kiss. We say I do. We kiss. We turn around. We wave. Her mom got butterflies and they didn't get released.
Oh.
So one person goes, oh, yeah, I saw one butterfly. I'm like, yeah, there were supposed to be 200.
That's hilarious. Wait, that's so funny. Why didn't it open? It was, she just had a hard time getting it open, or they didn't want to fly, or what?
I think they didn't want to fly. They were tired. Oh, because it was tented. So they thought it was nighttime, and they thought it was dark, so they weren't ready to go out.
Me.
Yeah. Still sleeping.
They're like, bitch, there's a hurricane. I was like, I'm not flying out of this thing.
So the butterflies was a big...
What else? I always think it's so interesting hearing things that go wrong, either if it's like a wedding day or anything that no one else notices, because it's like, if it's happening to you, it's such a big deal, but no one gives a fuck. Yeah. Like, nobody sees that it's happening.
Caitlin was really upset about the games. So did you see the chessboard?
Yeah.
We had the chessboard. We also had cornhole.
Uh-huh.
And we had... like giant Jenga.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think Jenga got set up, right?
I don't think I saw Jenga.
And cornhole didn't, because there was no room under the tent.
Yeah.
So those games are supposed to be spread out along with like bar tables. So people could play games, hang, and use the lawn by the pool. And it was supposed to be a really big aesthetic thing. But because it was raining, we couldn't use those.
I see.
That was a bummer.
Yeah.
We had to buy the tents, which were...
oh, man.
Beyond six digits. And
what?
Yeah, and then when you buy the tents, it's not only that. We had to get a gutter to go between the tents so that the rain doesn't fall through, and then you have to get a chandelier to light it up on the inside so it looks more pretty and aesthetic, and then you have to, like, it's crazy.
Holy shit. And when did you decide to do those? Days before?
We had to pull the trigger 2 days before, and they were the last three tents that were in that Santa Barbara location.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else?
That was nuts. I mean, she had more stuff happen because, like, her day was more stacked than mine.
Yeah.
I think something happened with the makeup artist or the hair person. I don't know. The food was incredible.
Yeah. The pizza was insane.
I think there was
a great idea.
There were supposed to be more pizzas.
Oh, okay.
Each person
was
supposed
to... where the fuck are the pizzas? No, I'm kidding.
Actually? No.
Oh,
because I think each person was supposed to get two pies. Like, two of their own pies.
Oh, shit.
Did you get that?
I literally ate one slice.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So but, like, not because there wasn't any available. I was, like, not trying. I don't know. I was kind of nervous.
Why?
I just get nervous at weddings.
It's like hard to eat? For
me to, yeah, but I think it's also because I had a couple margaritas. When I have margaritas, it's, like, hard for me to eat. I feel full.
What'd you drink?
Margaritas.
The whole time?
Yeah. That's it.
Did
I
you
can't
get,
mix.
Was that Caitlin's drink or Joe's drink?
Huh?
Like, we had custom drinks.
I don't remember.
Did you see the grazing table?
The
charcuterie?
Yeah. That was so cute.
Did you eat any of it?
Yes, I made a plate. But that was it. And I'm sad I didn't get to try the cake.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I didn't see the cake at all. Like, I didn't even think about it. And then later, like, Nolan was talking about it. And I was like, there was cake? I mean, obviously there's cake, but
wait,
I had
did
gelato.
They pass the cake to people?
I don't know. Me and Reggie were in the bathroom for like 30 minutes.
Doing
just like literally just chatting.
Yeah, right.
I swear to God, just chatting.
How were the bathrooms? I didn't get to experience the bathrooms.
Oh, they were so nice. They were like Star Wagon bathrooms.
Yeah, we had to bring in external bathrooms.
Oh, that wasn't supposed to be a part of it.
Well, no, that was, but
okay.
I didn't get to experience.
I was like, God damn.
That's like this closet. Like, I didn't get to experience this
Why
closet.
Why didn't you go piss in one of the bathrooms?
Exactly. I only had to pee so many times, so
I used
the indoor pee.
Yeah, the indoor pee. Well, they were nice. They were those like Star Wagon type ones where you walk in and then there's like two or three stalls.
Did you see them making the pizzas?
Yes.
I didn't get to see
Nolan
that
was so jealous of the kitchen. He was like, God, that kitchen. Because it was up by the bathrooms.
Yeah, he loves cooking.
At the reception. Yeah.
Was it a big old pizza oven?
Yeah, it was a big old pizza oven. It was sick looking.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. Did you notice I Irish exited?
I didn't. No one said bye to me.
I think it's because you're the, like, for me, I'm like, no one gives a fuck if I leave. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to go up to them and be like, bye, because they're so busy. And I feel like that at every wedding drives me nuts. Like, we went to a wedding. Nolan and I went to a wedding. It was one of his friends. And he likes to do his rounds and goodbye to everyone. And I'm like, ugh, I just want to run out of here. Like, I don't want to say bye to anybody.
Yeah. What time did you leave?
9. No. I don't remember.
5:45.
During
the ceremony?
I actually wasn't even there.
Oh, you saved Caitlin's veil.
I did.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
Her mom and her were thanking you so much.
They were. Honestly, it was just a heroic act. It was just natural for me, you know, to save the veil. So
Caitlin was walking down the aisle and her veil got caught in a rock and
on
Carly
rocks.
Jumps out
I
of her seat.
I was right there.
Did you throw the rock on the veil?
I did. I was trying to stop the wedding.
Okay.
But it didn't work, and then I felt bad, so I took it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hero.
Yeah. No, her her veil got like, or I think, I don't know if it was her veil or her dress.
I think her veil, because her head goes,
okay, got snagged on the rocks. And then I was like, oh, and then I could see exactly where. So I was like, I'm just going to like unhook it really fast. Thank God. Thank God I was there, Joe.
Thank God you were there.
her head just gets cut off.
Did you Hora?
I did.
Okay.
Oh, like sit in a chair?
No, just run in the circle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I didn't. I got a video of it. I was like walking. I was in the bathroom and I was kind of, I used the bathroom like 20,000 times, I swear to God. I was walking down and everyone was already doing it. So I took a video. So I pretty much did it.
Did you get the gelato?
Yes. It was so good.
I didn't get the gelato.
Wow, but you got cake.
I did get cake. I don't know who brought it to me.
Yeah, there's probably so many things that happened that you don't know how it happened or like who did it.
No, we had some really, really good staff people who just kept taking care of us.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like I've shot a couple weddings before of like doing video stuff and they didn't have that. So I felt so treated well when they kept coming over like, do you want this? Can I get you anything?
Yeah,
she went over
really
the bar
nice.
And got us stuff.
I also thought all the songs at the beginning were hilarious, like that people walked down the aisle to.
Which is in
mine.
That
was great. Amazing. Were you nervous at all? Because you didn't seem nervous at all.
The only thing I was nervous for was the first look.
Oh, yeah.
And reading the vows to her.
Okay, that's really cute. Because that's not even, like, you're nervous to be in front of people. That's just a genuine, like, I love this person and I have all these feelings.
Yeah, because I was nervous for the longest time. She's like, are you going to cry at my dress? I'm like, probably. And then I get it in my head. I'm like, what if I don't cry? What if, like...
now I have to cry.
Yeah, and then I'm like, fuck, what if I can't perform? So when she... Like, we did it. I cried. Thank God.
Oh, thank God.
And then the vows. So
off
once,
the hook.
Yeah, once we got those done, and we were terrified of our first dance because we didn't practice.
Oh, you were terrified.
Yes. No, sorry. We did practice. Like, 4 days before, we were just going back and forth, like, what's our routine? And we just did the same three moves probably, like, 30 times to the song.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get it down. But then we got upset. We're like, we'll just do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow came. We never did it. And that was just nerve-wracking, and we're like, fuck, our first dance. And then, like, as we're doing it, I'm, like, whispering to her. I'm like, when did you get to change the song?
You're just waiting.
Yes.
Well, it was nice. It was only, like, a first verse and chorus type of vibe, wasn't it?
No, he went longer.
Oh, I thought it was pretty short.
No, it was, like, it felt like an eternity.
Well, probably for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a wedding sounds horrifying to me.
Yeah.
Like, even before I started getting nervous, just being, I don't know, I just, even, I was sitting with Nolan and David, and I was like, if this was my wedding day right now, I'd be, like, screaming, crying, throwing up. Like, I wouldn't walk down the aisle. I'd be so scared.
I spent my whole life avoiding parties. Now I'm the star of one.
I know. It's so stupid.
It's awful.
How many people were at your wedding?
74, and one person didn't show up, and we haven't talked to him since.
Just one person?
Well, two people. One person, like, got stuck in, like, South Africa or something.
Oh.
And then the other one didn't show up, and I don't know whatever happened to him.
Who is it? You don't have to say.
Yeah, you don't know him. Oh. Our old trainer, our fitness gym trainer.
Yeah.
Like Ilya.
Yeah. He wasn't there.
I don't know where he went.
Weird. But everything else, like everyone who said they were going to come came, except for maybe two people?
Yes, just the two people. And then, yeah, the earthquake happened. And we're like, that was fucking nuts because everyone got like that siren on their phone.
Yeah, what the fuck? That was the first time I've ever gotten a notification like that because of an earthquake.
Yeah.
Like, how many have we had here in LA? Never once got that. And I'm like, is it just because there's also a hurricane or are they just like trying to scare us?
That's like, what it felt like.
Yeah.
So then there's that. And then obviously the hurricane. Yeah.
Like, great, great timing.
We were tracking it. She's like, 8 months ago, I planned this. You plan a wedding in the summer so that it doesn't rain in California and fucking hurricanes.
I know, but it's like, it does not hurricane here.
Really. Just that one day. It was just that the day before was beautiful. The day after was beautiful.
I know. It was so stupid.
Yeah.
But at least it wasn't how it was in LA. When we left around noon to get to Santa Barbara, and it was scary driving down there.
Like downpouring?
Yes. Even on the freeway, it was kind of like, ugh. We were just driving real slow. There was,
were you
like,
thinking
flooding.
Of turning around?
No. No, because once we hit like Thousand Oaks, it was fine.
Yeah. And you got a hotel there?
Mm-hmm. Charlie Chaplin's hotel.
Shut up, really?
Yeah. The Montecito Inn, apparently he like built the hotel.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, and it has a really old elevator where you have to open it yourself. I did not use it. I was way too scared.
Oh. Yeah. Did you like the property?
That you guys got married at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was fucking insane. I, for some reason, the whole time I thought it was going to be at a beach. Like, I don't know why in my head we were just at a beach at this wedding, but it was this gorgeous house. I don't know. The house, how much do you think the house is if it was on the market right now?
We looked it up on Zillow. It said $30 million.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Matt said he was looking at Zillow just for houses in Santa Barbara, just because for fun. And he said that a lot of them are like 8 million. That would be maybe one or two here in LA.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I had this whole fantasy because before I was getting my steps in, like the morning of while she's getting ready. Yeah. I did so much that day. I got so 10,000 before the ceremony.
You're like, I went to see Barbie.
I had this vision that I was going to meet Oprah and invite her to the wedding, and everyone was going to be surprised, and she was going to do our vows together.
Wait, you kept teasing me and Aaron that there was going to be a huge surprise.
So
was there actually something planned?
Originally, Dylan Francis was supposed to DJ at the end.
Oh, okay.
Then he didn't. And then I tried getting Pierre from Simple Plan.
Okay, girls. Today, I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
And to say, close out the night with I'm Just a Kid.
Damn.
And then that didn't happen. And then, yeah, I think that was it.
That's so funny. Because I remember that after, and I was like, was he fucking with us or...
No, I really wanted a musical guest, but there was supposed to be we were supposed to have a 4-string quartet.
Oh, yeah.
So they were supposed to be playing live strings throughout the cocktail hour.
Oh, cute.
And afterwards.
Yeah.
And the ceremony. And they.
So the whole time.
The whole time. They backed out the day before.
Because the hurricane?
Yeah. The day before they backed out because they said they didn't want to get their instruments wet, but they were covered. They were going to be fine.
Damn.
That was.
Oh, my God. Were you guys like, fuck?
Yes and no. Because it was such an easy fix.
And you didn't have to pay them?
We didn't have to pay them, but we bought insurance for them.
Oh.
And I was just so... It was like, if that's the worst thing that happens, great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we could just...
But then a hurricane happened.
And then an earthquake.
It was actually funny. It was like, right when we got there, we like checked in, and then I started getting ready, and that's when the earthquake happened. So it just felt like one thing after another getting there.
Did you think a tsunami was going to come?
No.
Oh, I did.
I don't think that can happen in California. I'm probably wrong, but there's something with the temperature of the ocean or something. We won't have tsunamis, apparently. But maybe we will, because it seems like we're getting everything. So.
Isn't it like a plate, though? Doesn't a plate move and then it causes
like
the ocean to come
out? Like a tectonic plate?
Yeah.
It does in other oceans.
Not California.
Like, I know, you know, the coast of Japan or the East Coast, they have way higher chances of tsunamis. I don't know why California doesn't or the West Coast doesn't, but there is definitely scientific reasoning.
Uh-huh.
So I could be making that up, but I don't think I am.
Hmm.
Should I look it up?
Nah.
Okay. Boring.
What else? Anything else about my wedding you want to know?
Hmm.
You want to know about my outfit?
No.
Depends where. Oh.
I know. I can see it. Yeah. Was Caitlin nervous walking down the aisle and everything?
Yeah, she was terrified.
She was?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so, but I wasn't really sure. I was like, she almost looks mad.
That's what everyone said.
But I know she wasn't mad. And I was like, she's probably just so nervous.
She was terrified.
Yeah. Oh, poor girl.
She was actually freaking out. And I never see her like this at the first dance.
Wow, really?
And then she said something to me. I'm like, oh, it all makes sense. When she was a kid, she used to go to dance class.
Mm-hmm.
And she dropped out because she was so scared of performing in front of everybody.
Oh, I should ask me for a beta blocker. Remember? It's for performance.
Yes, the anxiety.
Yes, it's for stage fright.
So that's what she was scared of. And aww. I just kept telling her it's going to be okay.
Yeah. But that's funny. I feel like by that point, I'd be like, okay, I already did the hard thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was Aaron's bridesmaid, even that walk down the aisle, I was like petrified.
For you?
For me.
Why?
I don't know. Because you're like, obviously, it's not my day. I'm not the star of the show, but there is a moment where like everyone's looking at you. And then when you're standing up there the whole time, it's like, what do I do with my arms? I don't know. I get really anxious and kind of, I don't know. I feel like I should like start moving my legs or something. I don't know. Yeah. Shoo-ba-doo, ba-ba-da-boo.
Do you still talk to the guy you walked down the aisle with there?
Yeah, it was Morgan, Emo Night Morgan.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. TJ's business partner.
Do you want to try Liquid Death?
Sure, I love Liquid Death.
Which one do you want?
Sparkles.
They hooked us up.
Thank you.
For the guests. But you're not a guest. You're a co-host.
Yeah, so, I don't get one.
Yeah, you don't get one. Cheers, brother.
I can't do it. That's one okay. One hand. Can you do it? I'm a weak woman. I'm just a girl. Please open it for me.
What's it like being inferior?
It's kind of nice. Everyone does everything for you. Suitcase, overhead bin. Someone's going to put it up for me. Thank you.
Is that an issue for you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you stress out about it?
Yes.
What if there's just like six other girls that are you're surrounded by?
Nothing will get done. I don't know. We would, if there were the girls, we'd probably like get on each other's shoulders and help each other. However, if it's like old boomers, that will not happen. It's not too high, but my bag is usually so heavy. It's hard to like get the grip and the strength to put it up there.
How tall are you?
It's also like 5'2".
It's like 5'2 or 5'1?
I don't know.
Okay.
We can measure if you want. I don't know.
Yeah, I have a ruler.
Do you really?
Upstairs, yeah.
Okay, we'll measure. We honestly should. And then you can mark me on the wall.
Oh, we'll do a height chart.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be coming here every week, so.
Oh, God. Okay, great.
What other issues do you face being shorter?
I can't see anything ever. Like, I couldn't see you at the wedding. I couldn't see you guys at the wedding.
Did you stand on a chair?
I should have. I should have. Oh, yeah. I'd be so much taller than everybody. Well, we got there and, like, we must have gotten there. I mean, I feel like we got there early, but some people were already sitting down. The only open space was, like, in the back. So we just sat in the very back. I should have just stood on the fucking chair and just made you feel uncomfortable, but I didn't. Being short.
That I was scared to look out into the crowd, too.
To see your friends?
Yeah.
That would scare me, too.
I didn't mind walking forward and looking at everybody, I think, because I had that safety net of the music playing.
Uh-huh.
So it was like, the song that I used was like, da, 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 da. And like everyone's like smiling, laughing, and I hear them cheering me. So it's like easy for me to look at.
Yeah.
But when my friend is reading our private vows of how much I love her.
Yeah.
For me, like, to look out and see, like,
I'm so awkward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was terrifying.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, Scott shouldn't be hearing this.
No.
This is so awkward.
Describe your dream cereal breakfast.
Don't ask me this.
Why?
I told you not to ask me this.
Yeah, but come on.
I don't know. To be honest, I don't like a sugary cereal because I don't like to start my day with sugar. Because that's, like, insane to me that people eat, like, Reese's Puffs in the morning.
But can't you bottom out with a sugary cereal at night?
Totally. Oh, yeah, totally. That's what I do. Like, we buy Tutti Frutti Cuties at...
What's that?
It's like Trader Joe's version of Trix, kind of.
That's what you get?
Yeah, they're so good.
Trix?
Yeah, well, no, not normally. But I just saw the Tutti Frutti Cuties, and I was like, wait, yum, and we keep getting them. But I eat those at night or, like, for a snack, but I do not eat them in the morning. I don't like a sugary... Maybe Raisin Bran would be a good cereal for me in the morning. I had it this morning when we were on TikTok together, but...
What kind of milk?
Almond milk, usually, just because that's what Nolan has for his coffee.
You going for the bigger spoon or the little spoon?
Little spoon.
Why?
I love a little spoon.
Do you let the milk soften the bran a little?
Not really. I kind of pour the milk so it's barely showing. Like there's almost more cereal than milk.
Yes, that's the perfect ratio.
Thank you. Yes.
Because then you take the cereal, you crunch it, you break it into pieces.
I just don't like it too liquidy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyone who does, do you do milk first or the cereal?
No, I'm not a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, who does milk first?
You probably.
Maybe.
I'm guessing. Or maybe Ilya. Is that why he's off?
Ilya definitely does. That's why he's off all the time.
Does anyone actually do that? Because how? And why? The convenience just doesn't seem all there for me.
I've had a lot of people stay with me recently, like my best friend, uh-huh, and then my other friend's wife. And when you live with somebody, you get to see the weird quirkisms that they do like that. And for the past 15 years, my best friend would always joke around that Fast and Furious is his favorite movie series. And it almost just became like a meme, mm-hmm, between the two of us. Mm-hmm. But while he was here for that week, he actually watched the first 6 movies.
Okay. Was that a bit?
No.
Wait, so he's been serious this whole time?
This whole time. He's genuinely serious that this is his favorite series, which I'm not hating on. But this is all he talks about.
Funny that you thought it was fake for so long.
Because who?
Does he watch it every week? Like, why did he have to watch it while he was here?
I think he watches it from, like, the first 12, like, at least once a year, twice a year. It's pretty.
Just like background noise?
Not even. No. He finishes work and watches it.
Aww.
He goes, come on, you got to see Vin.
You're fucking kidding me.
Crazy.
Wow. What? Do you have any? Oh, let me rephrase that. Sorry, just cut that out.
No, it's got to say
awkward.
It now.
Oh my God. I can't even think. I'm not going to ask. What's something about Caitlyn that you notice since living with her that is like a weird quirk?
A weird quirk that she does?
Yeah.
I don't think it's like a weird, the hot button issue now is, I think it's pretty clear that I don't really care about my car. So it's pretty dirty and messy all the time.
Oh, yeah, mine too.
But she loves her car.
And she's like keeping it clean, detailed, washed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. To the extent that I don't know that the car wash service even offers these services, but I like pulled something out of her car the other day and I guess I scratched it a little. And I'm like, yeah, but it's the trunk. Like, it's supposed to be scratched.
Yeah, the bumper is supposed to be hit.
Yeah.
That's what it's there for.
I took off her mirror and she freaked out.
What a bitch.
But she wants to get it, like, repainted. I'm like,
oh,
I mean,
my God, she cannot look at my car.
It's just the back. I'm like, she's like, no, I want to drive a nice car. I'm like, all right, whatever. Meanwhile, you look at my car, there's like, it's literally like covered in scratches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she thinks that the car is going to charge her. The dealership's going to charge her. But I've returned so many.
Oh, is it a lease?
Yeah.
Oh, so when she returns it, she thinks, okay, I got it.
But they're not going to. I've never been charged
for
that.
Yeah, I feel like that's normal wear and tear.
Yeah. I guess that's like a little weird quirk that her and I never will see eye to eye on because I pour milkshakes on my head in my car.
I mean, yeah, I can't see her doing that at all in her own car.
You'd be surprised.
She's always going to detail it after.
What about Nolan? What does he do that's like? You look at him and he just acting. You're like, are you an alien?
Yeah. Well, I feel like me and you are similar and him and Caitlin maybe because he's definitely like cleaner.
Yeah, that's
and,
her.
Like, yeah.
I mean, you saw this place before she moved in. It was like,
yeah, it was bad. It was pretty bad. I'm just kidding. I don't know. See, that's the thing. Like, I don't know the difference, really.
Yeah.
Like, Nolan, it's hard to think on the spot. He's really good. I mean, he's the one that has, like, pretty much decorated. He's a plant guy. He cooks, he cleans, like, does all that stuff. I feel like.
What do you contribute? The bed stuff? Like, sleeping?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, really only good. Sleeping.
Really good at eating.
Sleeping away from him, facing the other way.
In the other room.
It's actually funny because, sorry, this has nothing to do with Nolan, but it's like the similarity between you and me and Caitlin. Oh my gosh, so I have a white Tesla and I have, it's tandem parking at my condo and there's like a big stuccoed pillar like next to my spot and then there's another spot next to me, but no one's ever parked there because the guy's never there. And so maybe like a month ago he was there and he parked like right at the front, if that makes, I don't know how to explain it. There's tandem spots.
Not to the wall. He parked with it, leaving the space in the front.
Yes. And I was like, oh, it's so hard to like squeeze in because I don't know. It's just really tight squeeze. And I was so focused on not hitting his car as I was getting in that I just heard. And I was like, what the fuck? And I look in my side mirror and I saw that like my side is just scratched. And I'm like, that's the thing. Nolan's like, you should get, like, this is a nice car, like, get it fixed. And I'm like, no, because if I go get it fixed, it's gonna take like 4 fucking months because Teslas take forever to get fixed. And I just like don't, I really don't care. My I don't care that it's scratched.
What if I do it again?
Right. And I'm going to.
I'm
gonna do it again. So why don't we wait until that's done? How about I just return it and get another one? Because I'll be way easier and probably more cost efficient, to be
honest.
That is
my logic. I'm like, I'm gonna pull something out of your trunk again.
Okay, so are you the person, when you weren't in a relationship, did you make your bed every morning?
Yes.
Oh, not me.
I did.
Okay. Because I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to get back in. Like, if someone was coming over, I'd make it. Or, like, if I had company or something, but...
Not to the full, like, nine. All the only thing I would do is, like, I just take the covers and I go...
Yeah. Wow. It does make the room feel a lot cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I get, like, germophobic about leaving it so that the air hits it.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Are you the type of person that will not get in your bed with, like, street clothes?
Absolutely not.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't even sit on my bed with street clothes.
That's how Emma is. My friend Emma. She's, like, insane about her bed.
Yeah.
So, like, you wouldn't go sit in your bed with these clothes on?
With these, I would, because I just showered and I came down here.
But you sat in this chair.
Which is fine.
That's germy, maybe.
No, this is my seat, so no one sits in this one.
Okay.
So I know this one's always clean.
But you probably are going to sit on the couch. Other people sat in. You're probably going to sit on a bench up there where someone sat in.
In my brain, it like comes off okay. in the air.
Okay.
But like if I just went out to Chipotle yeah. and I sat there, I would not go sit on my bed.
Damn, I could be sitting in a hospital and go lay down in my bed with the same clothes on.
I could be rolling in
like,
the dog
I'm
shit.
Disgusting. I don't think about that at all.
It doesn't bother you?
No. I mean, I think since Emma, I've met Emma and like hearing her say that so much, I have been a little bit more, like I will never put a suitcase on my bed. I will never put my shoes on my bed. I will never put a bag on my bed. Like I'm very cautious about that stuff because I'm like, that's disgusting.
Your bag?
Yeah. Yeah. Purses have more germs than toilets usually. Did you know that?
I have to stop licking purses.
Yeah. You should probably stop doing that. This is really bad for you. You probably have E. coli.
Probably.
Yeah, but I just don't think about clothes like that. Like, I'd be happy sitting at Chipotle and then sitting in my bed.
Do you brush your teeth before going into bed?
Yes. In the morning or at night?
At night.
Yes.
What about in the morning?
Yeah, we actually had this fight with Matt on the podcast. When do you brush your teeth in the morning?
Right away.
Okay. Same with most of us on the podcast. Like, I can't walk downstairs until my mouth is clean. You know what I mean? Like, I feel disgusting until I brush my teeth. Matt said on our podcast, he will sometimes get up, get ready, not brush his teeth, go work out, and then come home and brush his teeth. And we were like, Matt, do you know how much you're breathing out of your mouth when you're at the gym? He's like, I'm just
disgusting.
Going to David's house. I'm like, yeah, but there's probably other people there. Like, huh? We had a whole debate about it.
I would brush my teeth after I eat.
But you'd brush them before too, right? Or no?
No. I would do it before I leave the house.
Oh, okay.
Leaving the house is the barrier, but if I brush my teeth after I eat, then I'm, like, ready for the day.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I just, like, don't like to... I don't even want to, like, talk to Nolan if my breath is disgusting.
Is he the same way?
Hard to say because he gets up so much earlier than me. I don't know. Never experienced it.
That's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
On our wedding night, I drank so many espresso martinis that...
You couldn't sleep?
No. I could
That's
not.
That's hilarious.
And Caitlin got so sick on our wedding night.
Really?
She drank too much alcohol. Like, oh, that was the other thing.
Oh, no.
Originally, when we got the house, the homeowner said that we could have the music going until, like, 10:30 and then maybe even 11. Uh-huh. But the cops showed up right at 10.
The cops showed up?
Because that's when the noise ordinance is in Santa Barbara.
Oh.
So that's why the DJ had a cut. I don't know if you left by then.
Wait, I left right when they were like, we're going to play one more song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were supposed to go another hour.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But because the cops were there, we couldn't. So
yeah,
that's why we had to cut the music. And then there was nothing left to do but drink. So then she ended up just taking shots with everybody.
Yeah, what'd you guys do after the music stopped?
It was actually really fun. It was just like a hangout.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, everyone understood. I explained, yelled to everybody. I was like, the cops are here.
Yeah.
But we don't want you to go. The bar's still open. Like, hang out. Let's chill.
Mm-hmm. Did most people stay the night or did most people go home that night?
It was like split, maybe.
Okay. I know Patricia and Matt left that night.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Maybe it was like 60-40 stayed there.
Oh, okay.
And then 40% left.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow.
You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
I'm assuming most of, like, Vlog Squad probably stayed.
Yeah.
Drinkas.
They hung out to the night before also.
Oh, okay.
And went out to the streets there.
Did you go out with them the night before?
No, because we have family there, and we also had to be up early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All your makeup had to be done.
Yeah. This is the first, today's the first day. My parents just left, so today's the first day that we've had, like, back to being
does
by
it,
ourselves.
Does it feel different? I know you were, like, secretly married before for
we
a month.
Were secretly married before.
But does it feel different now? That a wedding happened or no?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's so funny? Aaron says no.
Oh, no. And
I was guaranteed, she's like, no, it literally feels exactly the same.
Oh, that's insane.
What feels different? Or just the air about it all?
So we got secretly married July 11th.
Okay. Did it feel different then?
No.
Okay.
I think because no one treated us differently.
Right.
And then we got...
That makes sense.
Massively married August 20th.
Yes.
To where everybody knew about it, and there was the ceremony, and it was on the internet.
Yeah.
So now everyone's like, congrats, you're married.
Yeah.
Let me see the ring.
Oh, I guess I am married now.
Right. It's like, where's the missus? Where's your wife?
Do you guys wake up and you're like, hello, husband. Hello, wife.
Yeah, I called her. I think I said last night, I was like, good night, Mrs. V. And she said, that was really wild.
Yeah, she already changed her name on Instagram.
Yeah.
She was on that.
Yeah, she had it.
Fucking changing it, bitch.
Fucker.
Love it.
And when we got secretly married in July, no one said that to us.
Well, yeah.
So,
and when you guys announced it, I was like, I knew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the other thing. Nobody was shocked because everyone thought that they were the only ones that didn't know.
Wait, say that again? Everyone thought they were the ones that didn't know. Oh, so they thought that everyone knew but them.
Okay. He's not the pastor. Who is the guy marrying us? Not the rabbi.
The minister?
No.
Ordained minister.
He's not ordained.
Oh, because you already got married.
Right.
I don't know.
The guy...
Who married you.
The guy who married us. He's my friend, and he's never done that before.
Yeah, it was great.
But he was like... He was speaking, he's like...
And he was so funny, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, great delivery. Everything. Yeah. Sorry, continue.
When he told everybody in the crowd that we got secretly married, he kind of grazed over it.
Yeah.
And didn't leave, like, a moment for everyone to be surprised. So when I talked to everybody afterwards, they all thought that they were the only ones that didn't know we got married.
Oh, funny.
So nobody
Who
wanted
knew?
To gasp.
Your family, obviously.
Literally just you, Lord DIY, and our family.
Lord DIY?
Yeah, I told her on the podcast.
You, Shane Dawson, and my family. Not to like compare Lord DIY, but it's just funny. She's like, you know, not like in our direct friend group or anything.
My core nine.
Yeah.
But you were the only one that knew I was going to propose.
I know.
So that's why I wanted to tell you.
Cute.
And then I also wanted to tell someone on the podcast, too, that secretly knew, because mm-hmm. It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. Love. And then my parents. But now, yeah, everyone's just like, where's the missus?
Oh. Are you happy? Or are you, miserable already?
Dude, what is it? What am I? Marriage life is tough.
Yeah. Happy wife, happy life.
That was the last time I put my foot down.
Mm-hmm. True.
There's a quote. Mm-hmm. They say the thing that you obsessively do between ages 13 and 18.
Oh, God.
That's the thing you have the most chance of being world class at.
That's weird. I was like heavily online.
Oh, I was going to say building roller coasters.
Well, I was building roller coasters, but I was also like obsessed with Clay Aiken and like on message boards. Well, like, I don't know how to explain it. I was like obsessed with like the internet too. Like I was like internet obsessed, making videos however I could. Like even when I was in elementary school, I had this little like stupid camcorder that plugged into my computer and you could like edit and do all these little things. So I feel like honestly, like that's kind of true.
Was it the flip? Or was it like a little...
No, it looks like a toy. Like, it was purple and kind of long, and you put your eye up to it. It kind of looked like a little, like... It almost looks like a thermometer that you can, like, put it against your forehead and take your temperature, but it was purple and longer.
Isn't it crazy how the world worked in our favor like that?
It's so nice.
Like,
thank
we just happened...
God.
We happened to find our passion that was going to blow up in 10 years. Imagine if we did horseback riding.
Right? Where would we be?
We would just... I don't know.
I'd probably be dead.
I would have fallen off by now.
Yeah, for sure. And kicked.
Pretty insane.
Yeah.
I always think about that, how lucky we were to, like, have... found our calling.
I know.
For something that was just gonna blow up.
Something extremely random that kind of was like stupid at the time too.
Yeah, no one was doing it.
Yeah.
It was almost
even
like,
people who were in high school and got big on YouTube, they get bullied, which is so crazy because now it's opposite.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
Alex
cool.
Earl goes to my college. I want a picture, you know, and it used to be like this YouTuber is trying to be funny and cool, and they're really stupid.
The weird internet person.
Yeah.
Pop culture update.
Oh.
You hear about Halle Berry's divorce?
I did not. I don't even know who she's married to.
Well, all the lightweighters have been following this journey for quite some time.
Okay. For what? Is this like an inside joke or something?
No, I just thought it was interesting.
Okay.
But she just got divorced, and they announced her, whatever the settlement is. Uh-huh. She's going to have to pay $8,000 a month in child support to her ex-husband, Oliver Martinez. And
gender equality.
And give him 4.3% of any income she receives over $2 million.
What? Why?
I don't know.
That's like, celebrity divorces are so interesting.
Like how things get split up?
Yeah. I don't know if you paid attention or like know Kelsey Ballerini.
No, who's that?
She's a singer. It's like pretty country, but also pop-ish.
Okay.
I really like her. I'm not like a huge country fan, but I like her. She was married to another artist who's not as big at all as her, and they were married for, I don't know, 6 years or something. She bought their house because she was the one who had the money. When they got divorced, he got half.
Half the house?
Yeah, just because they were married. She explained, don't call her daddy. I watched the whole episode. But he literally got half of the money he got for the house, and he didn't pay a dime for it.
Oh, that's so wild.
Mm-hmm. Just because they were married. And I think that there was a prenup, but something to do with, I don't fucking know.
Do you know Brad Pitt's one?
No.
I think it's him. Somebody had this huge wine garden up in Napa, and it got really weirdly split in the divorce, and that was the only thing they wanted. I could be wrong.
What the hell?
Yeah. I don't know.
So, like, my half of the vineyard.
That'd be so funny.
Yeah.
You have to see them.
Yeah, like, oh, picking olives or something. I don't know. Grapes and olives.
Hot take section.
Oh, love.
Fireworks are the coolest thing to see.
No.
I agree.
I'm like, they're cool, but no.
I hate when people just stand and hover.
I hate when people are videoing it, because I'm like, no one, you're not going to watch this back. Anyone who watches this is not going to think it's cool. I think the only cool fireworks are like Disneyland kind, where they're shapes and say things. I think those are cool, but
yes.
I don't really.
Not the standard one you see at a baseball game.
I'm not that excited to see them, no. It's a cute night, for sure, but I don't think it's cool.
I'm totally on your side.
Okay, cool.
Air One is an incredible place to be.
False, obviously.
Really?
We haven't talked about this?
I mean, we have, but I thought you were on the other side.
No, I hate Air One.
Oh.
I hate it. I hate everything about being in there. I don't like how small it is. I don't like the prices.
It's just so funny because you like promote every shake they come
out
with.
Well, I can't help that they just make the best shake. Listen, if it was McDonald's collabing with Hailey Bieber, you bet your ass we'd be doing those. But yeah. They're not, so Air One it is. It's also so close to us. It's kind of nice. But I hate the plaza. Like, I literally hate everything about it.
You hate the plaza?
I hate the plaza it's in. It's so trafficky.
Can you explain the plaza to the audience?
The plaza is like, if you're trying to get into Air One, you're going to get stuck on a main road, pretty much. And you're going to get T-boned. Like, that's how it's going to work. Did you know if you lose your parking pass, you have to pay like $45 to exit the lot?
Yep.
Like, that is fucked up. Absolutely not.
I hate it.
Yeah, I hate Air One.
Yeah. Big Sur is cool.
Yeah, I agree.
No. Have you been to it?
I was just there a month or two ago.
How is it cool?
Cool?
Yeah.
We argued about this on Jason's podcast.
And now we're back.
It's gorgeous.
It's so far away. You look at it from like the highway.
Are you talking about the one waterfall?
Yeah.
Sure, that's fine.
That's Big Sur.
No, there's so much to Big Sur.
I don't think there
is. You can go to Carmel. You can go to the Monterey Bay.
Carmel is different.
Okay, sure. But I'm just saying, like, if you're staying in Big Sur is fucking beautiful. I saw every second we were driving in Big Sur, I was like, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. You drive down the one, you drive past the ocean the whole time. Like, it's gorgeous. You're insane.
You're insane. This is a hot take.
Ugh.
Whose side are you on?
You're a nuisance to me right now.
French fries are inferior to waffle fries.
Oof.
I think I know side you're on.
Here's the thing. I love waffle fries. They're so good. I love waffle fries, but they have such a short shelf life.
How short are we talking?
Like, soon as they're not hot anymore, I don't really think that they're that good.
Is that real?
I think so, but I think a fry can get kind of cold and it's still good.
Can't they hold their crisp?
Probably, but it's just I don't like them not hot.
Okay.
So, like, the Chick-fil-A ones are fucking amazing. I think I'd rather get regular fries, though.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I think regular fries are better.
Okay.
I know a lot of people don't agree with me, but I think In-N-Out, hear me out, mm-hmm. In-N-Out fries, when you get them well done, mm-hmm. they leave them in a little longer and they come out really crispy.
Yeah.
And it, some might say they're a little too crispy. I get that. I understand where you're coming from, mm-hmm. but they're so good.
Okay, here's the thing. In-N-Out's, the size of their fries are amazing. Like, I love the size of them. They're not the best fries in the world.
But you're a small, thin girl.
Yeah, I'm so small. But, like, if you get them animal style, they're perfect. Oh. And if you don't know what animal style is, it's the secret sauce. It's basically Thousand Island with, like, chopped up onions and, like, little pickles, I think, or something.
Chilies.
I don't know. But they're good. But, like, most people think In-N-Out's fries are sucky, and they are. If you just get them on their own, like, as is, they're pretty sucky.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I wish I could get In-N-Out burger, Chick-fil-A fries.
Cats are selfish and aloof. Dogs are much more loving pets.
Well, yeah. I think that's true.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, it depends on the cat, but yes. In general, yes, but cats are better pets.
Why?
Because they're that way, and it's hilarious. Like, a dog is great. They're always going to love you. They're going to be so excited when you come home. They're man's best friend. Like, I get that. I love dogs. Like, would love to have a dog.
What kind of pets do you have?
I have two cats. And it's just funny because you don't know what they're thinking. They look like little majestic creatures. You don't know what they're thinking. They're annoyed at you sometimes. They get pissed off. Like, they sleep with you all night. They just loaf and they sleep the whole day. It's just, I love them. They're so funny. I think that they're, like, the best pets. Because they're so easy to. They, out of the womb, they go to the litter box to pee and poop. Like, that's crazy.
Really?
Yes. They know exactly what to do.
Oh, wow. I wasn't like that.
Well. What?
What? Gucci's designs have gotten wacky and lost their appeal.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Oh, I thought you were a designer girl.
No. The only designer I, like, really like is Prada, I think.
I have a Prada person.
What does that mean?
I know I have a person that I can get you 10% off and no sales tax.
Oh, slay.
Yeah, I'll give it to you after this.
Do they know you returned the shirts? What? Do they know you returned the shirts?
She doesn't know that.
Okay, well.
She does not.
I'm sure this will be cut out.
That was a low point of my life. And, you know, I bought two Prada shirts for like $2,600, mm-hmm. and I tried returning them after the 7-day return policy, and I couldn't return it. Mm-hmm. I ended up selling them on like Depop for like $300 each.
Is that a lot or no?
No, I lost so much money on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you passed the return day, you should have sold it to, like, the Real Real or sell it on Grailed or something.
Or maybe I did sell it to Real Real.
You did one time. We went with you.
Yeah, I got, like, no money for those shirts.
Oh, weird.
It was such a ripoff.
Yeah. I guess I've heard the Real Real. Well, Aaron told me this, that someone got a bag from the Real Real and it wasn't real.
Yeah. I know someone who got StockX shoes and they weren't real.
Interesting. How do they get away with that? I feel like the Real Real, it's like, okay, well, it's not real, then give me my money back.
That's why you have to go to the Real Real Real.
The Real Real, really Real Real.
I love
Ferris
that.
Wheel.
The Ferris Wheel.
The Ferris Wheel, the Real Real.
You know our friend Ferris?
Yes.
Jason's camera
yes,
guy.
Yes, 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 yes.
His Snapchat name is Ferris Wheel, and I thought it was the funniest thing.
Oh, that is literally cute. Yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah. All right. I'm out of notes. What do you got?
I don't got shit. Has my hair looked like this the whole time?
No. It looked better. It looked better before.
Okay, great.
Cool. All right. Well, these hats are Vulpes Villas.
Yeah, they're cute.
Shout out to Old School Hats. They made these custom hats for us for the wedding day.
Love.
That was sick. Cool. Guys, go check out Good Influences, Carly's other podcast.
And the other one.
And Only Friends, her other podcast.
And my...
And her therapy sessions.
No.
What is it? Patreon. And her Patreon.
Uh-huh. Patreon.com/OnlyFriends. We do a lot of Am I the Asshole episodes. It's very fun on there.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
If you like pop culture, you'll like it.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. I'll see you next week.
See you next week. Lightweights. Out.
Out.
That's so easy. We crush it.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
We're so easy.
I feel like I was born.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.